Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Thursday of the 23rd week in Ordinary Time. Today's theme, dealing with the enemy. Terrorists sometimes are militant Muslims, sometimes anarchists attacking their own country, and sometimes a kid that no one suspected as dangerous. We live in an unsafe world. We're on the alert, hoping to identify possible enemies before it's too late. As Christians, we always know the identity of the enemy. As Christians, we know that the humans who behave as our enemies are really only victims and weapons of the true enemy, the evil one, and his spiritual forces of darkness. This is true whether it's ISIS or the family member who has disrupted your home. In our gospel reading today, from Luke chapter 6, verses 27 through 38, Jesus gives us the weapons of war that will crush the true enemy. "Love your human enemies," he said. "Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who attack you." But how can love be an evil-destroying weapon? Evil is really only a void, the absence of God, the absence of love. The void causes extreme inner discomfort, which triggers anger and hatred due to the frustration of not being loved enough. The sad irony of this is that the love that's desired now has no opportunity to fill the void. And where love is blocked, evil spreads like a poisonous weed. But you can give love to those who are being unloving. You can do good to those who do evil. You can replace curses with blessings, and thus the void gets voided. Jesus said, "Forgive and you will be forgiven." No terrorist, no evildoer of any sort can destroy the peace that comes from being forgiven by God. When faced with a war in the world or in our homes, we find our peace by praying, "Father, forgive them, for they don't really know what they're doing. Bring all souls to heaven, especially those in need of your mercy." St. Paul wrote in today's first reading from Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 17, "You are God's chosen ones. You are the beloved. Therefore, clothe yourselves with heartfelt mercy and compassion." He repeated what Jesus had said, "Forgive whatever grievances you have against others. Forgive as the Lord has forgiven you." Mercy is love that is not deserved. Forgiveness makes us merciful. When the door to love is closed, our acts of mercy deliver God's love like a secret weapon. Will it make a difference? We cannot force someone to open up to God and receive His healing and His purifying love. But by using the weapons of love that Jesus has given us, we defeat the real enemy. That definitely makes a difference, even if we don't always get to see it.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.